New data from the Department of Agriculture shows nearly half of all family farmers and their spouses reported having a job off the farm in 2018. USDA's Economic Research Service reports the majority of households, regardless of farm size, says they work off the farm because it is more lucrative than farm work, provides more reliable income, and may offer health and retirement benefits. Among the small family farms, those with the annual gross farm income under $350,000, about 88% reported working off the farm because it was more reliable and 75% because it was more lucrative. Among the large-scale farm households, those with an annual gross cash farm income of $1 million or more, about 72% reported working off the farm because it was more reliable and 51% because it was more lucrative, and about 40% of all principal operators or their spouses who work off the farm listed farm-related financial stress as a reason for having a job off of the farm. The Navigable Waters Protection Rule, replacing the Waters of the U.S. rule, was allowed to go into effect this week after a judge in California denied a request to block the rule. Don Parrish of the American Farm Bureau Federation Regulatory Affairs Senior Director says the new rule is good for agriculture.
This is the first time ever where we have struggled with what is required in the Clean Water Act. Everything we have litigated thus far is about an overreach. This is going to be an interesting makeup, but the good news, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule is going into effect in every state and every territory except Colorado. That is a really good development for farmers and ranchers.
Next up is implementation, and Parrish says there is more work to do on behalf of farmers and ranchers.
Implementation is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to have to partner with this administration to ensure that the transparency and the clarity that the agencies wanted when they developed this rule, we want to make sure that we partner with them so that vision is realized. That means that we still have work to do.
Parrish says the new rule provides farmers and ranchers with clarity that they need.
Legal challenges on the scope for the Clean Water Act is nothing new. We're going to continue to see back and forth, but I am very hopeful that when people understand that this rule is going to be protective of water quality, it's going to be protective of the environment, but yet provide the clarity that farmers and ranchers and landowners deserve, I hope they've come on board with the fact that this is a good rule.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.